Hello, hello, hello. Good day, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. Welcome to another episode of A Mouthful.
A Mouthful Podcast.
Ding, 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 ding. Do, 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 do.
Thank you for that beautiful intro music.
You're so welcome.
You're joined by one of your hosts, Charity.
And I am the co-host, Asante, and we are so happy to have you here today. Today?
Yes. We are currently, well, it's evening where I am, so it's like almost midnight, and it's like afternoon for Asante, so we're recording this virtually, as a lot of people know. And yeah, I'm not a fan of this virtual recording thing. It's not my portion.
It's not my portion.
Yeah, and it just doesn't feel, you know, that like studio recording vibe. It just feels so professional and it just feels so legit. So I definitely miss that. I miss that a lot. But we're just working with what we have, trying to push content, trying to stick to our word and I guess the commitment that we made. So I think that's pretty cool that we're still able to kind of try and do that.
110%. I'm not gonna lie to you. I hate this. Hated it for a while now. Don't have much energy for it. But we move. We're moving forward.
Yeah.
We're growing.
And that's all that matters.
Through the pains.
Yeah. We hope everybody's staying safe and everyone is well. I miss, there's so much happening in the world. Like, it's insane.
Painful.
I guess with Corona and everything that's happening in the States right now with all the injustice and the police brutality. I hope everyone is okay.
This is just a note to everyone, to my black people. Your life matters.
Yes.
Your life is important. You are important.
Mm-hmm.
To my black fellow brother and sister. I love you.
We just wish everyone would treat you as such. So if anyone is directly affected. I think everybody is kind of affected.
I am definitely
on
affected.
A mental level. Yeah, on a mental level, even if you're not directly in it. But if anyone is like in the States and is genuinely, you know, fearing for their lives, we're praying for you and hope everybody, stays safe and stays okay. And we just hope for a better world because it's not okay.
110%.
Yeah. How are you though, Asante?
I am not okay. Andiko, right, guys? I'm not okay. Not doing well with this whole thing. Really going through a mental instability, if that's the word. This whole thing is just really painful to still, till this day, have your color be mistreated, you know?
Yeah.
Your color, just the skin, your pigments.
It's such a weird concept,
It's so messed up.
The fact that someone decided, okay, your skin is different from mine, there's a problem, and you deserve to be killed, or you deserve to be mistreated because of
literally,
that. It's strange. Like, because 110%. Of the pigment of my skin.
Ugh.
Strange.
Ugh. No, I'm not okay, but like, get into it. I get emotional, but just everyone out there, because of keeping safe. We're here with you, keeping your prayers. And to the people who are safe, like, be grateful for your life. For life.
Yeah, 100%.
For life. All right.
Yeah.
Let's get right into it. Okay. So, Charity, please let the people know, what topic are we talking about today?
Okay. So, today we're going to be talking about body image, face image, just overall, like, physical
image.
Just the whole images, all of them. We're going to be talking about them. And we sort of kind of did this episode before, like a while ago. It was, I think, episode 3 or something like that. But then Corona happened, and then it got stuck in one of the computers at school because school closed. We're basically going to kind of be talking about that and just, how social media has shaped how we view our bodies, and how, just the whole thing. So
yellow,
I guess first thing would be like, what do you think body image? What do you think about?
Funny enough, this is personally the worst I've ever felt about my body ever.
Really?
Yeah.
Was during like quarantine and stuff.
No, this year. Before so Corona. Before Corona. I flourish in summer. And going to a country where the summer is only 3 months. And winter, what do? We hibernate, which means we eat. So, yeah. And my body, that's a body, I need to exercise. Like, I can't just lose weight by eating healthy. Like, I need to be physical. Mm-hmm. So, winter does not, I don't have a car. Winter, it requires me to stay home. If I had a car, yeah. At the gym, babes, I'll be within. But transit and the rain, it's not my...
Yeah.
Not in within my brand alignment. It doesn't align. Mm-hmm. So like this definitely has been a year. But I've been doing this one Bible study about self-image and self-esteem and how God sees you. And funny enough, yesterday I was reading something about how the way you look on the outside doesn't matter, more important than the way you look on the inside. So I've realized that you feel good about the body, the skin that I'm in right now. You know, like, just to be happy with it. I'm not happy at all. Like, I'll look at pictures and I'll just be like, ugh, I'm not happy with myself. But,
yeah,
obviously, just to be happy with who I am and the person I am, and then kind of work towards looking the way I feel. Because I feel like I low-key look the way I feel on the inside. Like, I'm still healing from a lot of stuff, which comes with what Corona has made me do, which is spend time with myself, which actually I don't mind. I'm learning to love me, learning to know things that I like, that I don't like. And everyone's like, yeah, everyone's saying that. I'm like, yo, but I'm feeling it. Hey, like, I don't know. Like,
really?
Yeah. Like, I'm being genuine to who I am. A part of last year, I was very insecure and really try to be someone I was not. I was trying to fit in a place that just wasn't gonna accept me. And I was making myself smaller to fit in that place. No pun intended. Yeah. But I don't know, this year I just was like, you know what? If you don't like me, like, ugh, it's okay. I have to be okay with it because I can't be someone who I'm not. And I've met these amazing people in my semester in dialogue, and I'm gonna be honest, they don't know this, but I was so, because we were doing Zoom, so you can only see from the bottom up. And honestly, I was like, that's great. They don't know that this girl curvy, she got some booty and some thighs, you know, because here that's not a thing, like, whatever.
Yeah.
So when I first met them, I was so nervous. I was like, it's like the online dating, like, you can only see what I show you. Yeah. And then you meet me in person and you can see the rest and you're like, oh, you still want to be my friend? And I met these two amazing people. I met everyone else that yesterday, but then, like, during the week, I met these two amazing people as well from the same semester in dialogue. And they're just, you know, they just don't even, like, they don't even feel, they don't make me feel like I look different.
That
makes sense. Like,
do you feel like you've ever been made to feel like that in Canada, especially? Do you feel like you've ever been made to feel like you're different physically?
Yes, because everyone will call out the fact that my bum is kind of big. Yes, it's an obvious statement, but for me, growing up, that was just normal. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, everyone knew, pretty okay, curvy women, Xhosa, are within, hips are there, we move. But I think here, they didn't make me feel like that. I felt like that because things were pointed out. Like, I'm not going to say someone made me feel this way. No one makes you feel anyway. That has to do with you and how. Because if you stand firm in your identity and stuff like that, offense, you can choose whether or not to be offended. But I obviously...
I don't know if I agree with that.
You're okay.
I'm not okay.
Why? Why do you agree with it?
I don't think... I think if people say... I've heard the saying... it's... What is it? Like, I'm not responsible for how you perceive what I say. I'm only responsible for what I say. To me, that makes no sense. Because, okay, what I'm saying is, for example,
wow, you can't... that was confusing.
People always say, this is, I'm not saying the exact, like, I'm just paraphrasing because I forgot the exact statement, but people say something along the lines of, I'm only responsible for the things I say, not how you perceive it. So not your interpretation of what I say. I'm only responsible for the things I say. And I think that's dumb. I don't think that makes any sense. Because if I, for example, say, Asante, your durag is ugly. That's the ugliest durag I've ever seen in my life. That's not a nice thing to say. Don't be like, you interpreted it wrong. No, that's a shit thing to say. Why did you say that? So I feel like, I don't think offense, of course, I think in some aspects, yes, offense can be a choice, but sometimes offense is literally given to take. And I don't really subscribe to the idea
Exactly what you said. Offense is given to take, so you choose whether or not to take it. It's something that I had to learn because I was on what you said. I was on that thing of, no, what that person said was rude. Yes, what that person said may have been rude, but if you know who you are, if you stand strong in what you are, you can understand what that person said was rude, but you can choose whether or not you're going to take it with a pinch of salt or you're going to let it go through. This is what my semester
always says. Yeah.
Like, you can know, okay, that's rude, but that's not who I am. So this person can perceive me the way they want to perceive me. And I found myself wanting to change other people's perceptions about me.
Can you say it that way? Okay, I understand what you're saying.
But it's like, no. Like, at the end of the day, I know who I am. I may be loud. Mm-hmm. I may be joyful. I may be this. I may be that. But, it's also that thing of, if you now say, ugh, Asante, you're so this, but I know I'm not that person, I can't get offended by what that person said because that doesn't apply to me. You can think that for sure. That's your business. But that doesn't apply to me because I know who I am. And I know who God says I am. So that's a major thing that I've learned is offense is really a choice. Like, you can be offended, but to take the offense yourself, like to be offended yourself, that's a decision you decide to make. Like, and it's hard because people will be like, oh, that's so rude, you know, and then it's kind of builds in your mind, like, that's actually rude. And then you just like, you can just like, you know what? No, it's not rude. That's okay. You can choose that, but I know who I am. And people are like, oh, she's just trying to wipe it away. And if even if I am, that's none of your business. What I'm trying to do is my life and grow.
Yeah.
Don't worry about me, sweetheart. Don't worry about me.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a big thing that I have to learn.
I hear you, but I also think it's a very...
You said that, and then I said...
I feel like it's a bit of a very utopian way to look at things because I think as human beings we are created with emotions, with feelings, with whatever. So I think all I'm saying, what you're saying makes sense. I think people should be, you're frozen.
No, I'm listening.
Oh wow, you're very still. You're like, you're frozen. What was I saying? Oh yes. I think as much as people should try their best not to be offended by things and all that stuff, I think people should also give themselves room to be offended. Like if someone says something to you that is not nice, it's okay to feel upset. Of course, yes, don't let it linger and don't let it end up, you know, consuming you and then defining you.
But don't stand upon what that person said.
Yes, yes. But it's okay to be upset and it's okay to be offended by something that people say. Because that's how we are created as human beings. We have feelings, we have emotions. And we don't live in an island. We live with other people. So it's very, it makes sense that we'd be affected by the things that people say to us. Of course, don't then let it linger and let it consume your entire being because that can get very depressing.
Very toxic.
Very. Especially in relation to this whole body image conversation. We then think about social media and how it has shaped our perception of our bodies and
I hate
what's beautiful. Social media.
Dude. Ugh. To a certain extent.
Yeah, I know. I know you have a very
love-hate relationship with social media.
Yeah, with social media,
I really do.
Can you explain that?
I think it comes from my insecurity. I've always had a love-hate relationship with Instagram. Everyone knows this. All my friends definitely know this. But when I think of Twitter, I'm just like, whatever. I just go to Twitter to laugh, you know. because people speak more than they post their own bodies, you know. Yes, they'll post their pictures here and there, but like it's more jokes and just like banter. Where WhatsApp as well is the same thing. People go to protests and will share their stories. But I don't know, Instagram, I feel like the idea of likes is the thing that gets me. Like just how many people like after how many people follow you, that comparison to me gets me, and the friends you follow and how many likes they get. It's all of that, to be honest. And
yeah,
it looks like it's a measure of your value, you know. But then I've decided this year, I haven't posted this year, especially on my main Instagram. I said to myself, because then there's comments and then there's this, you know what I'm trying to say? It's just a whole lot of things, and I start leaning on that affirmation. So I think for me, I need to find affirmation in outside of that and find my comfort outside of affirmation within Instagram. So when I do get to posting again, I don't lean into that affirmation because I'm filled with affirmation outside of it.
So yeah, that's really interesting that like that's what I guess affects you when it comes to Instagram. Because I know for a lot of people, the issue isn't, of course, yeah, that it comes in, but the main issue is actually seeing all these people with these desirable bodies and, you know, the the Instagram models, the Kim Kardashians, and whoever is like, that's what really drives people. Personally, I've never, I don't know, I don't really struggle when it comes to comparing myself to celebrities. Because I think I'm just aware of the fact that, okay, firstly, you are a celebrity. You have so much access to things that I do not have access to. You have access to personal trainers, to nutritionists. You have access to surgeons. You have access to so many things that I don't. So I don't find myself really comparing myself to celebrities. But I do find myself comparing myself to other people around me. So friends, so people who actually feel like I could attain this. Yeah. But why am I not? Like, I could have a body like this, but why do I not? Like, I have access to every single thing that they have access to as well. So what's your problem, Charity? Why don't you look like that? Why aren't you, you know, why isn't your body built like that? So I think for me, that's kind of my issue, if that's what I should say, the thing that affects me most about Instagram. It's not really about likes and comments for me, but it's more about looking at people around me and be like, okay, but they're doing this. They look like that. They're doing that. Their tummy's on flat, you know, all that good stuff. So it's very interesting that like, that's how it affects you.
Different perspectives, you know, and maybe for someone else, for it affects them to a different point as well. Right.
Yeah, exactly.
But exactly. How do you perceive body image?
I think we just live, we're unfortunate enough to live in a society that's not built for, or that's not accommodating for our type of bodies. And that's just the reality of it. Like, there's no space for fat girls in society. And I know a lot of people hate the word fat. I know that. Like, that's a trigger word for a lot of people. You do.
I hate it. You're big, you're sick, you're cooked, like... But also at the same time, when someone says, oh, you're so sick, I'm like, okay, you can't say it. I can. But at the same time, like...
Oh, really?
I don't know. Just like... Don't have an opinion about my weight. Don't say anything. Leave my body. Leave it.
Like, why,
you're not someone I'm worth? An opinion? Yeah. Like, why do you have to... If I haven't asked you, if you're not someone that I'm dating, why do you feel like you need to say, oh, you're so sick, I love your body.
That's
like,
true.
Don't... Yeah, okay. See, but like,
good for you.
Yeah.
For me, I think personally, I don't know. I have a love-hate relationship with the word fat, because as a word itself, I don't really have an issue with it, because it's an adjective.
Our brains work so differently.
It's, I didn't even know it was an adjective. Word. Oh,
okay, there we go. Descriptive.
It's the same way. It's the same. The same way with how why people struggle to say, like, for example, when you're trying to describe someone, which one is she? And she's a black girl. He's a black guy. And they're like, oh, he, the one who has dog eyes and whatever, they really struggle to say he's black.
Oh, yeah.
Because that seems offensive. But I'm like, it's a description.
So that's kind of how I feel about fat. But I guess I also then have an issue with it because it's been used as a way to insult. Literally. That's when I then have an issue with the word fat. Yeah, but like the society doesn't have space for fat girls, for big girls, for there's space for thick girls. And when they say thick girls, they're not talking about the girl with the curves. So the girl with the, you know, but they're not talking about girls that don't have curves. These girls that don't have, you know, that definition, like you can see the weight gaps and you can see the waist and you can see the ass, you can see all of that. There's no space for girls who are not like that. You know, there's no space for girls that are just, oh, people can't see my my hand gestures. But, you know, we have created a space for specific types of girls.
Yeah.
And the girls that have been fighting for space in society still don't have it because it's been taken away by the curvy girls. That's who's taking up the space of, you know, fat girls. But that's not really, I don't know how to explain what I'm saying, but I hope you hear what I'm saying.
I hope you understand what she's trying to say, even though she can't explain what she's trying to say.
Even though, there we go. I think you get me.
I get you, girl. I get you. My thing is, I just don't like that thing of, it's just sometimes, you know, it's like Black Lives Matter, for example. And then people go, all lives matter. And I'm like, sweetie, we know your life matter. Your life has been mattering for so many years. Today, it should be Black Lives Matter, period.
Yes.
Period.
Yes.
And not but also all lives. No, don't come at me with that energy because your life has been mattering. You don't know what we're going through, right?
It's kind of like that
was when thick girls came in and they started being the definition of, they start being confident in their bodies and like, and then there was this girl on my Facebook who I used to go to primary school with who was like, she's skinny, right? But she's like, she's my skin. I don't know how, she's not anorexic. She's like just a skinny girl. She says, I've been body shamed. I said, Lord. Okay. She goes, all these women who are thick and everything, that's the new beauty. And I just feel like this should also be beautiful as well. I said, No one said it's not beautiful. No one said you're ugly. No one did that. It's like, it's a thing of like how, like, because the attention's not on you anymore, you are now feeling some type of way. You feel like you need to defend
yourself. Yeah.
Which is really frustrating because so for so many years, even when I was young, like I'm a big bone girl. Like I just know I'm not going to be skinny. It's not in my bones. I'm not made like that.
Literally same. I had to come to terms with it. I was like, I'm never going to be skinny and that's okay.
I need to just embrace this. I'll lose as much weight as I can lose, but I'm not going to kill myself, right? But at the same time, it's that thing of now that people like me are starting to be in magazines and be in clothes. And I remember I used to not be able to find clothes. My mom used to get so frustrated. And it's a thing of find clothes in general, but find clothes in my section for my age. I had to wear different size at a different age.
Wow, Asante, did we have the same childhood?
Did we grow up the same? Yeah,
it's literally same. I've become used to it now, or I've become almost desensitized to it, because as much as there's more space for us now and there's more options for us when it comes to clothing, it's still not the same. Yeah. Like I genuinely have to think, like if I want a specific item clothing, I have to think, okay, where can I get this? I remember I was looking for a dress for my birthday. And I was asking my friends, I was like, oh guys, you know where I can find a dress? I need to dress for my birthday because I wanted to look cute. And someone said, I think it was Aritzia. I'm like, someone gonna find anything at Aritzia. Aritzia. You see me and you see Aritzia.
Can I spell it?
Literally, I'm like, Aritzia and Charity's body is equals to, it doesn't compute. It doesn't work. Yeah, so
can
it's
I even
still,
get a jacket?
Still kinda
I
like that.
Even bothered with Aritzia, to be honest.
Bro, can I even get socks? Sis, can I even find socks in Aritzia? Let's ask that question first.
Minute.
Yeah, so
minute.
So as much as it's better now, I'm used to it now. But back in the day, I remember when we'd go shopping with my family, let's say, I remember I would resent going shopping. I would resent it because I knew it was going to be going through an entire rack of clothing trying to find my size. I knew it would mean I can't go to the 9-to-12 section because there'll be nothing my size there. I have to go to the adult section. I knew it meant, you know, I couldn't wear all the trendy clothes that everyone was wearing. I couldn't wear the, you know, all the fancy little cute clothes that everyone was. I couldn't wear that because it just wasn't made for me.
It wasn't.
And that used to crush me. I remember very well, vividly crying in dressing rooms.
Yeah, me
just
too.
Being like, oh man, it was hard. No, it was really hard. And I think it then goes to show that's when I get very irritated or very upset when thin people are try to, I think everyone, there's this thing of, I think it's a human being thing, but everyone wants to be oppressed. There's, it's like the oppression Olympics.
Obviously wants to be oppressed.
I'm like, you want oppression. You so I understand it.
Take the oppression. Please take it.
literally, if you want to take it.
If you want to be oppressed so badly, take it.
Yeah, people want to be oppressed so bad. So I think that's where, because I think the body positivity movement, it was not made for thin people. I'm sorry.
It wasn't.
That's not where it was. It wasn't made, not for you. Like, I'm not angry. This is not coming out.
I may sound angry, but that is incorrect. I am not angry.
I am just speaking facts. Okay, let me lower my voice and my tone. Okay.
Mm.
The body positivity movement was not made for thin people. That's not what it's for. It originated, I think it's from like the fat acceptance movement. That's where body positivity came from. So it's the same thing that you were saying when you were like, Black Lives Matter, and then white people are like, all lives matter.
Mm-hmm.
Your life has been mattering.
Yeah,
never ceased to matter.
Even within the matter.
Literally, for all of lifetime.
Literally.
So that's how I feel about it. Like, thin people are like, no, all bodies are beautiful. I'm like, your body has been beautiful. Allow other people whose bodies have never been beautiful to try and also
to
be like,
try. We want just to feel the beauty.
Just a crumb of beauty.
I think it's that funny because we were talking about that in my semester in dialogue of releasing that power, you know, because you have so much attention, you have so much of everything has been so comfortable for you for so long, just to release the power just so someone else can enjoy it is so hard. Just a little bit, Jake, unwillingly, just small.
small. We're not asking for a lot. I think if you're thin, I've spoken to Asante about this. We had a very passionate conversation. So I had this one friend, right? From a long time ago.
No one. No one in particular right now. From a while ago.
It's from a very, very long time ago.
Yeah.
I remember she sent me a picture on Snapchat. And what did she say?
She said something about...
I told you. What was it? What did she say?
It was at the gym, though.
Was it? Okay, I don't remember. I don't remember what exactly the words were.
I think the Lord is telling us.
Not to say it.
Not to say it. Yeah, leave it.
Okay. Okay, so basically what I'm getting
basically
at,
what it was like she said she was fat.
Yes. Yes,
when she was,
and I think we've heard this from a lot of, like, I'm sure all my big girls, they've heard thin girls going to them and be like, oh my god, I am so fat, I am so ugly right now, my life is over. Like, shut up
your mouth,
shut up your mouth. Shut your mouth,
shut up your big mouth.
Shut up your mouth. I don't want to hear it.
I don't care.
It's a thing of, what's it called, emotional intelligence.
Yeah.
Emotional, you don't exactly.
Read
if
the
I
room.
Am,
read the room.
There we go. Exactly. It doesn't make sense for a thin person to go to a big girl and be like, "I am so." What do you want me to tell you?
I don't.
If I had tips, I would have used them.
If I knew how to lose weight, I would have done it for myself.
I would have a long time ago. Do you think it's, guys, being big is an inconvenience in our society?
It really is, especially in America with the flights. Those seats, they made them very small so that you have to buy two. No, I hate it. That's why I have to fly premium economy, because those seats are nice and comfortable. I'm so sorry. Economy is so, it's disgusting. Guys, I have a big bum. When I sit, it expands, which makes sense. That's science.
That's exactly.
It's science. So when now I'm flying to freaking Toronto for 5 hours in an uncomfortable ass
having you're talking seat. About Toronto. What about from South Africa to freaking Seattle?
That's an
how long is that journey?
I fly from South Africa to either the UK or Dubai, then to Seattle.
Oh, so I thought you went straight to Seattle.
No, I don't know the discomfort of a specific class, because I said no way, ma'am. No way, Jose. I'm so sorry to be. Yeah. No, that's all I can say and will say. But with this body image, we've seen obviously Adele lost so much weight. I personally think she looks beautiful.
Mm.
And that was a journey. Like, you could see through her albums that she was losing weight. But people had a lot of negative things to say. I was like, that is not your body, ma'am. If she, Yena, wants to look that way, she shall. She shall have it. And her, like, I'm not gonna lie, her head does look a little bit weird. But it's, if she, like, you know, when I personally feel in different cultures, they're different standards of beauty. And I've realized in African cultures, men do like thick women.
Women. Yeah.
It's an African thing. Yeah, African American.
At least Southern Africa, these are what we know about.
Yeah, these are the ones we know personally about.
Yeah.
But for maybe, I don't know, for maybe white people, they like skinny girls. Like, that's their, that's the brand alignment. And that should be okay.
Yeah.
Yes, you'll get those odd few who are like, I want me a curvy girl. Go ahead. Go into another lane. Have fun. But personally, I'm like, you grew up in the UK. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, you grew up around most probably all your friends were skinny. And I can't imagine, like, well, I can. I went to a predominantly white school. So it's that thing of people who didn't look the shape, same shape as you. Honestly, I feel like Umukelings is living her best life. I feel like she didn't get sick or depressed.
Yeah.
Like, she chose to get skinny.
She chose to do that. For me, the thing with the Adele thing, actually what bothered me is not actually the negative comments. I actually didn't see a lot of them. What not bothered me, but what I found strange is just that, like, there was a huge celebration around her losing weight.
Really?
I don't know. It seemed, like a huge, like everyone's like, oh my gosh, she looks so good. Like, yes, she does. But it was just so fixated on she lost weight, therefore she is now beautiful. Like, I don't know how to explain it. There was this huge, really huge emphasis and very huge fixation on her weight loss, which I think is very, it's strange. And we see it a lot on social media, on Twitter and everything. There's a huge, it's almost an obsession with weight loss, because our society is obsessed with thinness. We have an obsession with being thin. Yeah. So I think when somebody loses weight, it's like, oh my God, wow. And I think it's very strange. I don't know. I find it very, very weird. It's weird. And I'm like, okay, yeah, she lost weight. But why are we focusing so much on that? I think it goes to the whole thing of, again, focusing on people's weight and focusing on people's bodies. It's weird to me. Like, it's very,
it's
very
that thing
strange.
Also about society that we have just been a society about image. Like, they really, nobody cares about your outward things.
Like, yeah. And it's very exacerbated by
Most time of her life. Sorry, you were saying?
I'm saying it has been, I was saying there's a word. I don't know if that's how it's pronounced.
Exacerbated.
But just more image. Is that the word?
Yeah.
Is that how it's pronounced?
Wrong. Listen, I've just started reading Jane Austen. Please don't ask me about words. Just started reading her. And every page I have to go to Oxford Dictionary.
To a dictionary.
To see what she actually means by that word.
Yeah. Gross. I want to start learning more words. So I think I should get, like, word of the day. I want to start learning more words. So I think my vocabulary needs to be expanded.
110%, I am there with you.
Yeah, so I definitely want to. I could read, but, like, no. So I think I'll just.
I can read, yes, indeed, I can read.
You know, I'll just, like, read the dictionary. No. Is that a song?
I swear to you, I don't think you'll read the dictionary. You'll get very bored of it. You know how many words?
I won't read it, but I'll find a word a day.
Yeah, okay, you should do that. You should get an app.
Yeah.
I'm a person who needs to write it down to remember. Hard work. But anyway, yeah. Back to topic. Chloe's face. Yeesh. So my phone and I was sitting and I was scrolling through Instagram and I was like, oh, no. Then I was like, let's see.
I wasn't shocked, hey. For me, I didn't find like,
what happened?
I didn't think it was super extreme change. But everyone is like, that does not look like the same person.
It does not look like the same person. Like, I've been with the Kardashians since I was like 16, I was 13, 14, because my dad shouted at me watching something else at the age. But I've been, you know, and the one thing I think when you're in money, hey, money, and you start doing one thing, one cosmetic thing,
it leads to the other,
and then another.
Yeah.
It just gets addictive. So for me personally, Chloe was my favorite sister. But I just feel like she's just within, like, her brand alignment is cosmetic surgery now, and I'm just not there.
How do you feel about cosmetic surgery, plastic surgery, whatever? I think plastic surgery, I was looking this up, because like, what's the difference? Plastic surgery, apparently it's more, usually it's medical. So for example, if you got burnt, like you were in an accident, or you were born like disfigured, then that's plastic surgery. But if you're doing it just for Njie to look nice, then it's cosmetic surgery, just in case anyone cares that difference.
So, TED Talk. Honestly, me, it's none of my business what you do with your face. I really don't care. It's something I had to come up with because someone was like, Marsha, I'm going to do this. I'm like, why would you do that to yourself? I'm like, listen, if it's your body, if you feel like you want to do it, girl. Do what you got to do. But obviously, there's that thing that's like, oh, girl, don't take it too far. You're pretty. Like, for me, it's that thing that's like, do you at least know your worth? Do you know how pretty you actually are? You're doing this. Like, I know someone, Kylie, said that she did it because she was insecure about her lips. That's why she did it. And then you see her jaw. You see everything else that she's changed, her boobs, her bum, all those things. And I'm like,
yeah.
Then you must be very insecure. For me, if I were to get it, have a daughter and she were to be like, okay, mom, I want to get this, it literally be a thing of sit down, why do you want to do it? Like, because if you start here, I need you, like, you're doing it because of this specific reason that won't change your other parts, or you're doing it because you just, it's something that you've just wanted to do all your life, or you're doing it for affirmation from other people, because
exactly,
you ain't gonna get it. Like, it's going to come for 2 days, and then you're going
to
feel like shit
then,
again.
Then you're
going
to be
like,
I need to do something else. Because Kylie Jenner said, because she was insecure about her lips. I think my question then is, is that an insecurity that she always had? Or is it an insecurity that she developed because people told her that something's wrong with her lips? I don't know if that, like, differentiation makes sense.
Did people say anything, or was it because the industry she's in and the men she liked? For me personally, like... this might sound harsh, and honestly, take it with a pinch of salt. If you, black woman, our lips are naturally thick, like, you know, our features, this, we have bums, all these things. So if you like black men, I feel like you're going to have some features that look like black women, so that can make you attractive. Like, obviously, majority of the black men I do know, they're ass guys. For sure. Like, they're like, it's good for me. Right? And curves.
Yeah, same.
The Kardashians, besides Kourtney, really, and Kim and Kendall, really don't give a shit.
Kendall, yeah.
Like, I'm just like, wow. You guys copied our natural
features.
Yeah. Were you not secure with the natural body that you had, and why weren't you?
Yeah.
How did you feel
exactly?
Like you
I think that's my question is like, where is that insecurity coming from? Like, is it a way, is it stemming from? Because I think then it's problematic if it's because people have told you that, that's not nice, you know? Because again, like you said, people are always going to have something to say about you. I think that's why.
Always, hey?
Yeah, cosmetic surgery can be such a slippery slope. Like, I follow. I don't know if you follow her on, she's a YouTuber, Patricia Bright, love her. And she's a UK YouTuber. She's amazing. You should look her up. And she had, I think the first ever surgery she had was her boobs. So she had a boobs done. So she has implants. And ever since then, she speaks quite openly about it. She's had not a lot, but like quite a number of other things done. She's had liposuction. She's had other stuff to kind of make her waist smaller, you know. She's been trying to do that, and she's spoken about how when she first got her boob job, she was like, this is it, I just want to get my boob job and I'm not going to do anything else. But I guess because of the industry that she's in and constantly seeing all these Instagram, these YouTubers posting on Instagram with their thick thigh, slim waist, you know, she started thinking, whoa, I need to fix that. So I think it can be a slippery slope. But personally, I don't know about you, I don't know if I'll ever have... Okay, I want to get my boobs done.
I definitely want to get my boobs done.
I was about to ask you, like, do you ever want to get cosmetic surgery? Personally, I don't want to necessarily get my boobs. I don't want implants, but I want to lift.
I want to lift.
Like, I want...
Sure.
Yeah, I want to lift and a good, like, you know, so a perk up. Just a little...
Yeah. Perkiness. Not every day, you know? Grandma. Like, honestly...
Yeah.
I've spoken about this, and I was like, I personally want to lift for my boobs. Mm-hmm. I feel like it will make everything feel better. Also, these boobs, guys, when they're in cups, sometimes you have to fix them and then just place them as if I have, like, I just want boobs. But for me, honestly, just going back on what you said, the industry they're in, you know, it's easier to speak from outside as a person from outside and not know how the person is feeling.
Yeah.
And I'm just sitting here and I'm just like, wow, I have a lot to say, but obviously I don't know what they go through. But it's also frustrating because they're not being vulnerable and honest. You know, they're not saying, this is how we truly felt about our bodies. This is how we truly felt. They're making it seem as if they worked hard for these bodies when it's not like that. You know,
Yes,
you do exercise to maintain the body, but like you didn't get that just from exercising. You didn't get that.
Yeah, you've had help.
You've had help. So don't lie to me.
I agree.
Don't put up this front, because then it's like to all the women, it's like you're not working hard enough to maintain this, to get this body, because the reason you don't have it is because you're not working hard enough. Like, no, don't lie. Say, I've had
help. Cosmetic.
Yeah, say it.
And it's okay.
And it's okay. Be honest. People are going to judge you either way. So just say it and be like, I felt insecure. I felt this way. I wanted to look this way. And I did it.
Yeah.
And it's my business. And me and my family and my close friends, they're happy for me. If they're not, whatever. If they are, okay. But it's like, don't lie to me. Ugh, that's the one
that's
thing
so
I think
true.
That's getting me. That's like, you're pretending as if you worked so hard for this. Because you guys, when you have a fat ass, there's no way you have skinny thighs.
Legs.
There's no way. I'm telling you.
We're telling you from experience.
From experience. There's no way you can have skinny thighs. It doesn't make sense. 1 + 1 there does not equal 2.
So the it's equal to 7.
Like, I'm just like, ugh. You know, now it's like,
yeah,
you're in this. And your kids, yo. Hey guys, growing up in Los Angeles,
their kids have a little bit of black, so they're kind of
an advantage.
They're a bit of an advantage, yeah. And like what you're saying, I think that's so true, actually. Because I think sometimes people say
being black is an advantage.
I mean,
yeah,
I did not lie.
I
think, guys, I love being black, man. I just
100%.
As much as people treat us like there's so much injustice in the world, but I would not choose it. Of course, I'll choose it another way that there's no injustice, but I would not want to wake up tomorrow and be a different race. Like, I'm very confident, very proud to be black. I think it's an honor and it's a privilege.
Definitely.
But to go on with what you were saying, I think a lot of people say things like celebrities didn't sign up to be role models. Like, celebrities didn't sign up to be, like, they don't have to do anything for you. Like, that's not there. But I think that's very reckless, and that's really very incredibly, incredibly reckless, because you need to realize that you do have influence, and you do realize that the things you say and the things you do have a huge influence on young women all over the world. And I think for you to not care, that's very, like, I question you as a human being.
Yeah.
For you not to care about all the young, especially the young ones, like the older ones, like, come on, you should have your own of course, yes, you'll be affected, but when you're older, you kind of have a bit more of a self-awareness, and you're a bit more secure within yourself. But from the young ages of like 12, that's when young kids are looking at the Kardashians and all the Instagram models. I think it's very important for you to realize that, wait, I actually have an audience. As much as you do not sign up to be a role model, you did sign up to be influential, and you did sign up to have, for what you say to matter and what you do to matter. So I think it's important for them to, like you're saying, to be like, don't beat yourself up if you don't have, firstly, because all our bodies are built different, but secondly, because I've got surgeons that I pay $20,000 an hour.
Just
I think it's very important to just disclose that information. And like you said, you're going to be hated anyway. Like, people are always going to have something to say. So might as well be honest.
Don't lie to me. Liar!
And I guess, well, to I guess wrap up this conversation would be, because I think our podcast, we want to lift people with practical steps and practical tips.
Our mission.
Yes, our mission is to actually do some good in this world, in this society, and not to just come and complain. So Asante, I guess, can we end by, I guess, giving people practical steps or practical tips on how to, I mean, I'm not there. Like, I'm not, I have a lot of insecurities. I'm a very insecure person. I have a lot of,
You know what they say? When you admit that you have a problem, that's the first step, babes.
That's right true. There. Acceptance.
Mm.
Yeah. So we want to leave you and ourselves as well. I think we just, when we say these things, we, you know.
Mm-hmm. I can say for you is every day, choose yourself. Every morning, choose you. Like, and that's harder. That's much harder done. It's easier said than done. Let me say that before I start mixing up words. It's easier said than done. I've woken up some days feeling so insecure. Like, I didn't want to get out of bed. I didn't care. I just wanted to eat and lie and sleep and not care about anyone. But there were days where, through those days, now I'm here and I'm like, I sit and I meditate every morning and I choose to want to start loving myself and just loving who I am. People are like, oh, you need so much confidence. Fake it till you make it, baby. Fake it till you make it. Like, it's, that's the thing me and my couple of friends back home used to do. Like, we used to go through such tough times and we used to say to each other, fake it till you make it. Because honestly, your mind is so powerful. Tell yourself, you're fine. You're this, 100%.
Yeah.
Literally, put up words, put up papers on your mirror, being like, girl, you're fine. Girl, you're sexy. Biblical verses about fearfully and wonderfully made, all those things. And you read it every morning, your mind will start to understand and you will believe that. And trust me, you'll see the confidence will shine. The people will say, you look so beautiful without you having lost any weight. You know?
Yeah.
You're happy with who you are. So that's something, honestly, that I'm still learning. But I'm excited because it's a journey and I just want to embrace this journey. So when I get to that place that I understand how much it took for me, that I will never sacrifice it for anyone else when I get there. Not for a man, nothing. Because I understood the journey and the steps I had to take for myself to better myself. Those are the words of wisdom I have to leave with you guys.
That was very wise.
Thank you.
Thank you, Auntie Asante. I think for me, it's not as, you know, insightful and, you know, but I think one of it would be firstly to curate your feed. So like your Instagram feed, what is on your feed? What are you seeing? Following a whole bunch of swimsuit models. And is that all you're seeing every single time you're logging onto Instagram? Because then that's not helpful for you, especially if that's something that you do struggle with. It's like you're shooting yourself in the foot. Says help yourself, help you. Don't be very aware of who it is you're following. Be very aware of what it is that you're seeing on your Instagram on a daily basis. And curate it. Follow more dogs if you like dogs. Follow more food if that's what you're into, instead of constantly. You're just putting yourself in this comparison trap. I think it's in the Bible, something about, you know, is that in the Bible? Is it just a saying? Comparison is a thief of joy. I don't know if that's in the Bible, if it's a saying, but it's very important.
Yeah.
But it's very true. So, but again, I understand how, so it's so much easier said than done. Cause I know I compare myself a lot to other people.
Same.
But I don't know. I think just being aware of it, like you said, just that acceptance of being like, okay, this is what I do. I think being aware of it and realizing like that's how it's easier. It's the first step to getting help.
And the first step to getting there.
And then the last one would be kind to yourself. Especially during quarantine, man. Like I know I've gained weight. Like, woo.
Let's not talk about
it. I've gained weight this quarantine. Yeah, thinking about it, just whoa. And I have points when I'm feeling really insecure about just like, ugh, this is not what I wanted to look like right now. I guess because Corona kind of hit us, what we didn't expect. And I was like, okay, it's summer, I'm going to be looking like this. I'm going to be looking like that. Then things kind of just went south. That's the saying, things went south. but like, I think I'm doing so much better. I'm just being kind to myself and realizing this is a very weird space and a very weird time we're living in right now. And it's normal to have gained weight because all I do is stay in the house. I can't go to the gym. I'm stuck in the house. I don't have things to do to occupy me. So I'm not always eating, you know?
Yeah.
So be kind to yourself and just give yourself grace and be like, you know what? Everyone's in the same boat. You're doing the best you can. You're beautiful. You're stunning. If you're listening to this, ugly people don't listen to our podcast. So you are beautiful.
You are beautiful.
You are stunning.
You're beautiful.
Sis. Oh,
in
bro.
Every single way.
You are handsome.
Words can bring me down.
Come on. All right.
Don't you bring me down. Today. I'm kidding.
Okay.
But yeah, thank you guys. I hope this encouraged you, obviously, towards the end. And we just want to say thank you for tuning in. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for being a part of this family. I am one of your hosts, Asante Bokwana.
Yes. Host Charity Mudikwa. And...
what was happening? Why did you pause?
I didn't pause. Your name. Did I pause?
Yeah.
Did I pause? You know, sometimes I get confused because my last name is about to change. So sometimes I get...
To what? Don't you dare. You know, I'm not even bothered to answer this. Thank you guys for joining us today. We love and appreciate you. And we will talk to you next week.
Bye.
Stay safe. Bye.